one of the tenets of at least Jewish practice as it was written and recorded in the law. Now, there's a subtle, very important distinction with the history of our church and of Jewish tradition. That namely, not every law that was written in the Old Testament was ever followed, specifically the Sabbath year law, that every 7 years Israel was to give the land rest. And for the entire time that they occupied the Holy Land, they had never done one of these sabbatical years. And that is one of the main reasons why they were exiled. Okay. But one of the major principles in the law of Israel is that God sets aside something for the poor, for the community. Probably the most famous of this is that when you harvest your field, you do not go through it twice and you do not harvest it to the edges. Whatever remains in the field, whatever remains on your vines, that is for my poor. Now, you're not going to make a living doing that, but you will survive. And that's what God had established. And so, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, deliver them up from death. The Lord had always planned to provide for his people, either through his gift of the land or through his law. And not just the law written in the books, but the law written in the heart of man, so that it would be a mixture of the generosity of the earth and the generosity of us. And it finds its ultimate fulfillment in the work of the church. If you read this passage very carefully, and you're aware of a handful of little things, you'll notice that when the apostles pick the 12, the original deacons. Now, I didn't know this, somebody had to point it out to me, right? But every one of these names is a Greek name. So the Greek widows are complaining, hey, look, you guys are ignoring us in the daily distribution, and we've come to rely on this. And we're suffering too, just like the Hebrew widows. And so the apostles realize this is becoming too much. So we're going to ask for assistance. They collect this group of men. But what do? They pick men from the disenfranchised community in order to provide for that need. You know who's not going to skip the Greek widows in the distribution? The Greek deacons. They're going to watch out for maybe not the whole community, but the people that are suffering. They have a much greater attentiveness to it, right? And so, like God had provided for the poor of Israel through the generosity, through the nature of the ground that was able to provide them produce year after year after year, but also through the generosity of his people, and then ultimately through the law. God provides for his people, not only through the generosity of the earth, and the generosity of the sacraments. Said, from the earth we draw all of our food, and then from the Lord we receive grace upon grace upon grace in the sacraments. But that even the practical needs of those who can't go out and harvest the fields might be satisfied through the church. And your generosity, don't just put money in the poor box. You know, you see somebody on the side of the road every once in a while, give them $3, $4, $5. But it's not just the structure of the church, but us as well.